again, everyone, and welcome inside another edition of the Adam Jones Podcast presented by the Baltimore Banner. I'm Jerry Coleman. I think he's the five-time MLB All-Star Adam Jones. We'll find out in just a moment because today in episode number 63, we're going to be joined by the former major leaguer Xavier Scruggs, who played for the Cardinals and Marlins in the MLB and went on also to play in the Korean Baseball Organization, as they call it. And Xavier is going to talk with us all about baseball in Korea, where Adam is right now, or maybe it isn't Adam. We're going to find out as the baseball season is finally underway. Adam's also going to recap his journey to Korea in our Baltimore and Beyond segment, now brought to you by our friends right over there at Relief, Baltimore's top medical marijuana dispensary. And the Ravens adding Big Derrick Henry. That'll be the focus of our For the Bird segment presented by the Maryland Lottery. In addition, we have a Lido's $50 gift card to give away in our Socially Speaking segment. And again, that's where you answer one of Adam's posts at Adam Jones Pod on Twitter, also known as X now, Facebook and Instagram. But as always, let's begin with our featured guests, sponsored by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, straight out of Korea. It's Xavier Scruggs, and thanks for being here many, many miles away, but not far from where I think Adam is. Let me start before we find out who the man behind the mask is, Xavier. During the 2016 offseason, you decided to take your talents overseas to the Korean Baseball Organization. What was that transition like for you, leaving Major League Baseball and going to another country to play? Because Adam has experience doing that. You've done it twice, two different countries, because you went also to play in Mexico, but Adam went to Japan. So tell us about that experience and where it's led you to today with the series about underway here as we're speaking between the Dodgers and Padres.
Yeah, first, I appreciate you guys for having me. But yeah, that transition is not easy, right? Especially as a player that feels like they still have a lot to offer the major leagues. I felt like, man, I'm a major leaguer. I shouldn't have to go to Korea to prove the type of player that I am. But at the same time, it was an opportunity to experience something different. And the cultural experience, the ability to go out there and kind of change my perspective on different backgrounds, but also go out there and have fun playing baseball, the game that I love, and being a part of a team that I feel like had one goal, and that was to win a championship. Before, my goals were kind of different as to, okay, I got to get up to the big leagues, or I got to stop from going back down to AAA. On the other hand, I was still kind of battling that ego aspect of feeling like I belong at the major league level. But that transition ultimately ended up shaping up who I am as a person and ultimately who I was as a player too.
You know, I'm going to introduce myself. I am, oh man.
Oh man.
Artist formerly known.
Get the man a towel.
Oh man. Hey, you know all about your career, baby. You got to have all the skincare products. You got to do everything. I mean, it's known for its skincare products.
Yeah.
You're getting a facial.
I had a lot of things. I look good. Come on. Yeah. Man. Soft. You know, it's baby soft. But I wanted to talk about a lot of different things, but you harped on it and you mentioned it just now was about the transition and, you know, saying I'm a major leaguer. I'm this. That was my hardest part too. I go to Japan and I'm like, or before that, I'm like, come on. You know, I know I'm a major leaguer, but what was the thing that made you just be like, you know what? I'm about to go experience the hell out of this. I'm going to take advantage of this unique opportunity to go see a unique country. Obviously, we know the food and healthcare and everything else is good here.
Right.
But what was the factor just said, you know what? All right, this is a challenge I'm going to take on.
Well, first off, I mean, I love how you're highlighting the Korean skincare while you're over here in Korea. That was showing people that the mask is kind of just a normal aspect of life over here. But I think it was a process, Jonesy. I think it was kind of just this idea of like, okay, I need to just dive in because I can't worry about the past. I got to worry about the future at this point. I got to worry about today. I got to worry about the moment. And if I'm so much worried about where I feel like I should be, I'm not going to truly embrace the experience that I have. So just being able to put myself at 2 feet where I'm at, but then also understand that I was doing it with my wife. I had just gotten married like a month prior to me going out to Korea. So I got to experience it also with my wife, and I didn't want to take that experience away from her, me being so worried about myself and kind of being selfish about the aspect of me being in the major leagues. I was like, okay, no, this is about us together growing, experiencing this together, and then having fun on the baseball field.
Not many people ever mention their better half and the experience they have. I mean, you talk about it, my wife, she's a travel company, you see, we everywhere in the damn globe. And that was because of Japan. Open the doors, open the mindset. How was your wife's experience there? Because, I mean, I don't know if you had kids yet. Did you have kids when you came over?
No.
Oh, so she got to live here, you know, kid-free? Oh, my wife had two kids in Japan. So how was her experience? Because we never get to talk about the wives.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you asking about that, because I think that's one thing that shapes our experience, right? If they don't have a good experience, it's going to be hard for us because we're always going to be worried about them. But I think her experience allowed it to ease my experience. She had an amazing experience. She loved Korean culture. She told herself that she was going to dive into the Korean ways, coming to the games and being a part of being a part of the team. And I think that was, to me, what allowed us to have a lot of success when you talk about growth and being there in Korea. And she ended up giving birth her second year there.
Oh, that's amazing. So, wow. All right, talk about that. But then fast forward, unfortunately, COVID 2020. I'm in Japan. I'm first 3 weeks there. I'm like, hey, this is lit. I'm enjoying it. This country is cool. Obviously, there was a King's welcome. And then COVID hit. Obviously, shut down every single facet, Major League Baseball, Korean baseball, just the whole world. You became a focal point during COVID on ESPN, working with ESPN and Major League Baseball, because you had the experience. You and Daniel Kim talked all the time. I'm up at, and I get to watch the games at 7 o'clock on a normal time being in Japan. How did that come about? Like ESPN approach you, MLB approach you and say, hey, look, you have the experience over there. We would love for you to do these games. And then obviously your transition into the media. When did you know you wanted to do that?
Man, I didn't know I wanted to do it. 2020 came and ESPN started inviting players, and it was kind of one of those things where I was like, man, I would love to talk about my experiences. I think that people could learn from hearing about my perspective. I ended up getting in contact with one of the producers via my agent at the time, and they were like, yeah, we would love to have you on for a little 10-minute spot. And I jumped on. It was an opportunity of a lifetime, ESPN and me connected, I was able to talk about 10, 15 minutes of my experiences, kind of story time of what I went through playing in the KBO. I think after the fourth time I did it, I asked the producers, I was like, hey, is there an opportunity for me to get into the broadcast side of this? Or how do I get involved with that? And they ultimately gave me a full Korean game to broadcast just because I was so familiar with a lot of the players, having recently just played there. And it was something that after I did it.
What you mean?
I knew how to pronounce some of them. Once I did it, you know, I felt comfortable and I was like, I want to pursue this. This is what I want to do more of. 2020, I actually ruptured my Achilles. So I kind of had this idea that maybe my career was going to be ultimately done just because I knew it was going to be a year at the very least. And after knowing that I was doing decent at broadcasting, okay, now I want to take this lane seriously. And that's exactly where I wanted to go and try to grasp every opportunity I could. And ESPN gave me some more.
Now, the showcasing we see in the KBO, and we got to see that front and center with you, a big part of it during the pandemic. I mean, we were all baseball starved and you were the solution. But tell us about the different style of play with the flashy, high powered offense, the bat flips, crazy first pitches, dance squads, etc. How does that play when you're making the transition from the major leagues?
I think Joe's could definitely testament to what goes on in Asian baseball, but it's just a different passion. It's just a different love for the game. That I think what you mentioned kind of about the fans is the thing that sticks out to me, as far as there's dancing in the stands. There's a lot of cheering. Everybody knows the songs to each person coming up to bat. Nobody's on their phone. phones and like texting. It's like everybody's locked into the game. And I think that's the one thing that immediately that reaction was, okay, this is where I want to be, because this is the type of baseball and type of fandom I want to see and be a part of. So that was one thing. And then also just, you know, their style of baseball is so regimented. It is like everything is so team focused. Everybody's doing the drills that are asked upon them. There's not really individualized programs. It doesn't matter what type of player you are. You're going to be doing the same drills as, say, you're 6'6", 270. You're going to be doing the same drills as a 5'9 player. And it's going to be a lot of them. And that's one thing that they do, is a lot of drills. And it's more of a small baller mentality. They will do more of the pinch hit, the more of the hit and run. The hit and run. They'll do more of the steals, the bunting, all that stuff. So it's just a different type of baseball. But at the same time, I felt very comfortable just because I was able to go out and be myself.
We have more to come here from Korea and Sarasota on the Adam Jones podcast with our special guest, Xavier Scruggs. But first, go out and support these loyal, dedicated sponsors of the Adam Jones Podcast.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Maryland Lottery.
Come and get your fun.
Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million.
Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS Voluntary Disclosure Program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Effective Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station, you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop. Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu, located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard. and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Let's rejoin our conversation going on over in South Korea with Xavier Scruggs, only here on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Who did you gravitate towards when you first got over here? Like, who were your teammates, the American teammates? I mean, when I went to Japan, it was Tyler Higgins, Stephen Moya, Adeline Rodriguez, Brandon Dixon. I didn't know any of them.
Yeah.
But boys now, we over here on the island by ourselves, bro. We boys.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I had a guy by the name of Eric Hacker who had came into the KBO like 5 years earlier, and he was familiar with the team, and that really eased my transition as well, because he was obviously somebody who had been there for a long period of time. I also came in, with a guy by the name of Logan Verrett. He came in with me and. Logan was there with me as well. He was there my second year. So he was a guy that, even though I had already had a year there, he made it comfortable for me as he had a family too. He had his wife, he had his kid come over. So we were really related on a lot of things. And so, like, when you have those guys, you know, it just makes it easier for you as a transition, and you have someone to lean on, go to dinner with, and even guys on the other team, all the foreigners or Americans on the other team was someone that were people that I leaned on as well.
I'm going to take one step back. You were talking about, you know, the acclimation Asian baseball in general, the drills. Were you able to physically keep up with it? I wasn't. I went over at 35. My body said no. Were you able to? I tried as much as I could. How much were you able to keep up? Because, again, they're running poles. I told the guy first day, no chance. Yeah. Just the first day. Like, come on. I'm not running poles, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
What were you able? How'd your body hold up? And what weren't you able to do?
Yeah, the running was the first thing that I noticed was going to be out of hand. That was like, nah, we're not doing all that. That's way too much. And you do like try to give some effort, but you notice that they're taking it to a different level. So it's like, you might as well not even do it at all. Cause you either one, you're going to embarrass yourself, or two, you're going to actually hurt yourself by doing too much. Right. Cause your body. So that was definitely one of the things. Another thing is like, they just throw all day. Like they have 10 minutes, 15 minutes just dedicated towards playing catch. And playing long toss every day. And that was another thing. Is like
catching the side of the infield.
So, exactly. So the arm stuff is just different. You can kind of understand why those guys are able to throw a lot of innings, but at the same time, you start to see why maybe the velocity isn't the same, just because they're always throwing and it's always something that they're doing. And same thing with the defensive players. Like, they're always throwing, playing long toss. So there's just certain regimens that even the infield thing, I feel like there's a lot of things that sometimes they'll do, and we call it eyewash here, like just doing it to do it, right? And just doing it to just be a part of the team aspect of things. And that's what I started to notice. Like, I can't do all that because, like you said, I was toward the end of my career, and the body doesn't hold up the same way it does when you're 19, 20 years old.
You getting to see, obviously, play in both Major League Baseball and in Korean baseball. What can we learn from each other?
Yeah. Oh man, I think one of the biggest things is just that perspective aspect of, like, when I started playing in Korea, I think that's when I realized guys are coming from different areas, even in Major League Baseball, right? Dominican, Colombia, Mexico, wherever, and Asia, it doesn't matter. But like, when you're put in a situation in Korea, when you don't know any of the language, when you don't know any of what you're seeing on, if it's a restaurant or if it's a doctor's office, you don't know any of those things. To me, that put it into perspective that you should always try to help somebody else out. You should always try to understand where somebody else is coming from, build a relationship, do those things. And I felt like that was a respect factor that Korea had. I'm sure Japan is the same way. that those guys went out of their way to like make you feel comfortable. And I think that's part of what I would love to see more of in Major League Baseball, in baseball in the U.S. in general. And that's not, I'm not even talking about the baseball side of things. I'm just talking about the relational side of things. Like, I would like to see that a little bit more. You know, and I think from the baseball side of things, I posted something on Twitter the other day, just talking about how in Korea, and I'm sure it's probably the same in Japan, they, during batting practice, some of the guys that are not hitting, they're actually hitting off to the side in the nets and like hitting off the tee on the field and like doing flips on the field. So one thing is they're always maximizing every single moment of opportunity while they're playing. I think that's one thing we could learn from as well.
Talking about the major leagues, obviously they're starting the season. This will be the ninth time that MLB has opened the season outside of the U.S. or Canada. How is the level of excitement in Korea right now with the Dodgers and Padres starting there? How are they adjusting to the difference in terms of culture and time difference and all that? We'll get into that with Adam a little later, who had to make the journey. But I wanted to get your perspective, because maybe some of these guys have leaned on you, Xavier, for where they need to go and how they need to handle themselves while they're in your country now.
Yeah, well, first of all, the response is lit. Like, everybody is juiced to have the Padres and Dodgers playing here. And then talking to some of the players, like, those guys are all excited. They have been excited about experiencing and going out and seeing different things. Talked to Mookie Betts, and he's very adamant about spending his time doing other things besides, you know, just worried about playing. But once it comes to those games, of course, that's the priority. But like, guys are diving into the culture and figuring out what's so special about Korea. And I think that's one thing that's really stuck out to me. And I think people, fans are excited about the fact that, and players are, that these two games count in Korea. Like, it's not like these are two exhibition games that just are going to go by the wayside. Like, no, these are two important games with two important teams that are vying for big opportunities in the postseason. So I think that breeds an extra excitement for the players and the fans alike.
Working with MLB, ESPN, you get to see a lot of sports. You get to see the global aspect of all sports, how it works. How awesome is it to see baseball, the expansion of it over the last 5-6 years? Obviously, Ohtani has driven that massively, especially this offseason, by him going to the Dodgers, the best market for him. But how has baseball, just in your eyes, just the growth internationally? Now we have the Mexico series, the London series. They went to Dominican Republic a few weeks back. So yeah. How awesome is it, just how amazing this game is, that it's so global now?
Yeah, I think a lot of times we forget how much the game grows market-wise in some of these other areas, right? And how big it is in some of these other areas. And I think I didn't realize that till I got to Korea and saw how much Major League Baseball was being televised and saw how much people were keeping up with Major League Baseball. And now seeing it go to these different places and you see the fan response, it just is special seeing everybody's so excited. The atmospheres are energetic. Like, you're not getting those dull moments. And I think that's what baseball is all about, is like being able to go to these different backgrounds, being able to go to these different countries and see how baseball is experienced in those different places. And I think, to me, that just grows the game, right? That just gives us an opportunity to continue expanding. And I'm grateful that Major League Baseball is doing a lot of those things.
As far as the demand to get into this game, is there ticket scalping going on over in Korea? What's that like?
Oh, yeah. There's black market. There's ticket scalping.
That's wild.
And I think, and it's funny because I was talking to some of the Korean friends that I have here, and they were mentioning that it was really hard for Koreans to get a lot of tickets just because the Japanese are coming over and they're getting a lot of the tickets. So like, everybody's fighting for these tickets, especially to be able to see Ha Sung Kim, who is obviously from here. You have Go, who's a closer, another reliever that's from here. And then obviously Shohei Ohtani is going to be the main factor. So a lot of players for Asian descent are playing in these games, and that just adds that much more to people wanting the tickets.
Well, Adam's got the tickets for everyone. That's who you need to call. Call Adam Jones.
He's going to be in the game too. You're gonna be at the game. All right, I want to highlight two things before we let you go. Yeah. You've been great. First off, since in 2021, you got hired by the Cardinals for diversity, inclusion, and equity.
Yeah.
Explain that to people who don't know. What obviously we know what DEI, I mean, we know the acronyms, but explain that to people who don't know what that means in Major League Baseball standards. We understand what it means working at Citgo.
Right.
What does it mean
right.
working at Major League Baseball?
Yeah, one of the coolest opportunities that I've ever had with the St. Louis Cardinals. It was an opportunity, and I got to give you a little back info. Is in 2020 when I was seeing a lot of stuff going on with the United States, and you know, whether it be COVID, whether it be, you know, Black Lives Matter, whether it be racial injustice issues, I wanted to learn more about it. So I went and took classes and learned more about diversity, equity, and inclusion. And then I went to the Cardinals and said, hey, is there a program in which guys are able to learn about certain things that are going on, whether it be in the community, whether it be what's going on in their organization specifically, whether it be where the minor league players are going to play, so they have information to learn about the place that they're going to when it comes to a lot of these things that are happening in our world. And they didn't have a program like that. They didn't have information like that. And ultimately, it was a program to help players understand how their voice is being heard, but also how they can best put themselves in positions to succeed. What can they do as far as learning about their situations? What can they do about learning about different ethnicities and different backgrounds that can give them more information? That was something that I was able to provide a lot of players, coaches, and staff members. And what it really looked like was me being able to give them content via podcast, it could be reading material. It could be any type of material that helped them. It could be pictures, video, any material that helped them in a sense, learn about what's going on in our world, and how to put themselves in a great position to succeed. So that was kind of what I was able to do for the Cardinals organization, and something that I took a lot of pride in, and it was an amazing opportunity and a great role.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I know Ricky Weeks got the job with the Brewers in that situation. Like, just what we can do, man, in our communities, it's crazy. But I ain't gonna let you get out of here without talking about my O's. Hey, all right, not gonna let you. And they're third in the power rankings to start the year. Like, this is the first time in a long time they're just riding high right now, and they are good. Some tough decisions ahead of them. Obviously, working in the media side, what's your assessment of them and how they're, you know, the projections of their season?
Man, it's about the first time we should really be taking them seriously since you played for the O's. If I'm being quite honest, like, this is a team that you win over 100 games last year, and then you go add a Cy Young winner. I don't know why people should not take this team seriously as far as going and representing the American League in the World Series. I look at the young talent that they have, mixed with a lot of the veteran leadership, but star players too, like young star players in Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman. When I look at Jackson Holliday and the way he can impact this team, but how much depth this team has, like, you don't often get that from the position player side. And then also from the pitching side as well, young guys that will get better, Grayson Rodriguez. And the one area I'm a little concerned is maybe the bullpen. But I mean, at that point, we're nitpicking because you're still bringing over a guy in Craig Kimbrell who's been there, done it, seen everything. And Yennier Cano was absolutely filthy last year. So it'll be fun watching this team. They'll have a tough division to compete with, but they look to me to be the favorite to definitely win the AL East.
There's excitement in Korea. There's excitement in Baltimore. Xavier Scruggs, we can't thank you for your time straight out of not North Korea, South Korea. Let's point that out. You're in the safer part of the world. All right, let's transition to our For the Bird segment presented by the Maryland Lottery. Hey, when you play the Maryland Lottery, folks, set limits, never play when you're stressed, and know your odds of winning. To learn more, just simply visit mdlottery.com, /play responsibly. Again, that's mdlottery.com/play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to play. So the Ravens adding Derrick Henry this past week. And three questions in, I asked them, what was on everyone's mind? Anyway.
How much do you feel you have left in the tank, or something? Feel like, you know, your best days are behind you? What's your response to that?
Tell them to keep watching. You know,
they say the same thing about you, Jerry.
Look at you, you're still here, so.
It's kind of unnecessary by Mr. EDC Eric DaCosta, but that'll make him have to come on the podcast after the draft. I didn't think that was a tough question to ask. I was just finding out what he had left in the tank. He's 30 years old. Right. That's when running backs supposedly reach their prime, AJ.
True. Yeah, I mean, it is a fair question, but the man had 1,300 yards last year. He didn't have 850. He had 1,300. That would have led the Ravens. That would have led a lot of teams. Again, age, you know, it's part of it. But I think he's going to be special. But you know what? Who I want to give out a shout out to about this also is Jimmy Seafood. Because obviously they tweeted at him and said, okay, we'll give you lifetime food. And they've done that for many
steamed
people.
Crabs,
anything.
The crab pretzel, the egg roll that you love. A crab cake.
It's everything. And I want to just give them love because obviously whenever I reached out to them, they've sent me crab cakes. They've sent me whatever. But for Christmas this year, I forgot to even mention this. For Christmas this year, they took care of my father-in-law and the whole family that stayed in Maryland. And I don't know what the bill was, but they said it's on the house. And like,
what?
Salute. Yeah, I mean, it was unbelievable what they did. And
thank you to Johnny Crab Cakes and Big Mike.
Everything. Big Mike is great. Everybody's just great. John is great. And you know, just had to tip my cap to them because they really, really have came through for us. And, you know, they continue to come through for Baltimore. Obviously, they're doing great things with the tailgate. And, you know, obviously, Henry is going to cash in on this. And
he'd be a fool not to take him up on that offer, fool. Right?
Well, I mean, we know free is Jerry.
Yeah.
Derek can afford
it. I'm waiting for that invite.
Still free. Yeah, we can still go with the free.
He joins a bunch of luminaries who've done that before, from Michael Crabtree, Steve Smith Sr., Jeremy Macklin. So they've done it before. And
here's the thing about that. By them saying that and just like throwing it out there in the world, obviously we know that. How often does a player cash in? Like if I'm in California, I maybe call them twice in offseason or something like that. It's always driven, but it's like how often it's a great gesture, but like how often is someone who's like, you know, if they live in another state, it's like, hey, can you send me something? Or, you know, I mean, I always wonder that because
that's why we're going to have maybe we get someone on from Jimmy's, either Big Mike or Johnny Crab Cakes, and ask him who's taking you up severely on that offer where they're eating there every other day.
Right. You.
Yeah, that would be.
But I want to talk about, though, the impact of Derrick Henry. I mean, like, dude is probably set himself up to be a Hall of Famer. He is one of the best third down backs in the league. He's incredibly hard to tackle. You got two forces now in the backfield. Again, Gus Edwards and all the other guys were great. You know what I mean?
It's a little different.
It's just a little different over here. And, you know, again, like he said, he got a lot left in the tank and hopefully he can prove everybody wrong and prove DaCosta right. You know, what happens in Baltimore, we know what it is. We need playoff wins. We need Super Bowl. The regular season, that's great. The expectations for the Ravens are very high, and rightfully so. They should be because it's a great franchise. So it's going to be really exciting to see him wear that uniform and see what they can do. But it's a long time from now.
Yeah, and I'll end it on
stay healthy and do all that.
I'll end it on this. My expectation is they would give him more than 6 carries in the AFC Championship were they to reach that. So I'll just leave it at that. Yeah, that was a veiled cheap shot at DaCosta and Harbaugh. Let's move on. Let's keep it moving to our Baltimore and Beyond segment. This is our national segment, sometimes international, like this week. And it's brought to you by our friends at Relief Medical Marijuana Dispensary, where they go above and beyond to help the patients. And Adam, let's talk about your journey to Korea. Getting there was a pit stop beforehand, so take us through that. Hopefully you didn't get egged in the airport like Dave Roberts. I saw an egg go by his head as he entered the airport in Korea. I don't know if you saw that video, but what was it like getting over there from Barcelona?
Well, first off, the word's a three-letter word, far. Let's just start with that. Korea is Asia in general is very far, and depending on where you want to go, you go down to Vietnam and all the southern part, Singapore, that's even further. No, but we was obviously living in Barcelona. We started and we went to Dubai. So kids wanted to go to a water park. My youngest son turned 8, and we were like, you know, this is your present. It's perfect. The perfect timing. It was a perfect layover, 18-hour layover in Dubai. So we got a room at the Atlantis, something really, really nice, and that crazy water park. So me and my boys, we went on all the slides, all the rides, and it was just a blast. I had one kid, my wife had the other, and we just were just having a blast, man. And it was such a great time. And then fly over to Korea. The crazy thing, though, is that in this part of the world, flights are just weird. So we had a 9 o'clock flight out of Barcelona. Okay. We landed 6 o'clock in the morning in Dubai. We have a 3:30 a.m. flight out of Dubai to come to South Korea. So we land in South Korea at 4:30, wondering, like, why can't you just leave at 10 and land at 11? But, you know, hey, I'm not a pilot or anything, so I'm not in the aeronautics world. But we got to South Korea, and it's been nonstop. Obviously, it's such a big, big city with obviously Major League Baseball is here right now. You have the teams, the Korean teams are back in the cities playing their exhibition games before their season starts. Can't forget their season starts very shortly, same as ours. And, you know, we did cooking classes. We learned how to make bibimbap. That is a very, very good dish with rice, beef, pork, if you want it, and different vegetables, a fried egg, however you want that. I do mine over medium. I do that sunny side up, actually, because I like the yolk and the running. But it's just been nonstop and just seeing so many great aspects and temples, castles, dressing up in the customary clothing. Like, you know, you know us. My wife is going to make sure that our itinerary is full. And, you know, but having 2 days before the game started, we were able to get acclimated here. And then obviously with the games, you know, we just enjoy the day and then enjoy the baseball games because the crowds are electric. They don't stop. I know Xavier was talking about that, and they don't stop the whole game. Like, they'd be down by, like, they'd be down 9-0. They won't stop. And it's remarkable. It can be annoying, but it's the spirit. And when you're playing international ball, you just have to conform to the culture. And we've talked about it numerous times that I've conformed to the Japanese culture tremendously because why not? I'm there for 2 years. What's the worst that can happen? I like it. And, you know, it opened the doors for moving and living all over the world. So, you know, it's great to travel. It's great to see the other side of the world. Next week, I'll be doing a podcast from Vietnam. So we're going to see how that internet works. Yeah, we're going to be, I don't know where we're going to Vietnam, but somewhere in Vietnam. It's going to be nice. So, again, hopefully I got an Ethernet cord to plug up or something. But no, it's great to travel. Again, it's great to see the growth of baseball right now. And obviously with Ohtani, Yamamoto being headliners, but Kim being the, you know, the hometown host, it's been great seeing the growth of the game of baseball that we all love.
What about the adjustment you have to make? Because you're constantly doing it. I don't know how you can with the time changes. You're 13 hours ahead Eastern Standard Time right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
You don't sleep. I know that.
You sleep when you die. You know what I mean? I heard that a long time ago. You sleep when you die. But at the same time, it's not too late. You know, I'm in a new city all the time, so it's exciting. You know what I mean? It's like, I see the bright lights. I don't want to go to bed. I'd rather stay up and do something and go somewhere and see something and, you know, do cool things like that. So, you know, the time really doesn't get me. When I get back to Barcelona, I'm a couch potato for 3 days. I'm done. I'm spent. I'm just like tired. Last week we did the pod. I was exhausted because the travel, staying in one time zone for a while is difficult. I was in Florida for 2 weeks and then come back to Barcelona. Just spent, obviously, you know, working with the O's and stuff. So it's all worth it, but that's what you do. You go on vacation, you have a good time, you go home and you just crash.
I asked Xavier about North Korea. That's not on the agenda, even a day trip, right? I mean, your wife's a travel agent.
No, so there was a big group going to the DMZ. Just had different plans. Yeah, there were big groups going to the DMZ. We just had different plans. My one of my aunt and uncles, they're out here with they work with Dave Winfield very closely, and they went to the DMZ, took great pictures, so I felt like I was there. And other being there, like, their post is cold, it's windy. Hey, it's cold out here right now. It's like it's 30 degrees. You know what I mean? Like, and windy. Well, I don't want to do all that. And I can see all of it through the pictures. So we just did cooking classes and things like that, walking around markets and seeing just the locals. That's what we like to do. I like to be very, very local.
Just trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's very tough, folks. Very tough.
Very.
All right. Are you ready for a chance at free food? We just talked about it earlier with Jimmy's Famous Seafood, but this is from Lido's Pizza. They are the new sponsor of Socially Speaking, and this is where we answer a tweet or social media pass, and now a chance to win a $50 gift card from our friends at Lido Pizza, the proud partner, Lido Pizza, of the Baltimore Orioles. And again, you can find us on social media at Adam Jones Pod on every platform, or just email us if your social media challenge, theadamjonespod@gmail.com. You can see it on the screen on YouTube. Now, last week, you asked Adam about the Orioles farm system and if there's a concern about the stats carrying over from spring training to the regular season. Like if a player hits a slump in spring training, is that a real concern once they head north? Sean on the X wrote in, @Sean_prod, thoughts on pitcher hitter results in spring training. Burns, Kimbrel numbers haven't been great. Cowser, Holiday and company are mashing. Neither thoughts, one carryover. It's kind of a disjointed tweet, but O's fans wanted to ignore the pitcher numbers as just spring training, but ignore the fact that the hitter numbers are also there. Are the hitters ahead of the pitchers at this juncture right now?
No.
4 weeks in?
Hitters are never ahead of the pitchers. No, never. They get there first. They set the tone. But, you know, here's the thing with spring training. It's two ways to look at it. It's, you know, Corbin Burns, he's named the opening day starter. He can throw up a 9. Shut up. Craig Kimbrel, 400-plus saves. He's going to be on the team. So the guys like that, I just worry about getting through spring training healthy. They're working on things. The new environment. They're building themselves back up. You know, they only got so many bullets, especially Kimbrel. There's only so many bullets left in that chamber. And, you know, he's preserving them as he should. But then you got the other side of it is the young guys. You know, you got Cowser who's fighting for that fourth outfield job. I love Cowser. Oh, man. He's so talented. It's him, Stowers, Kerstad. Like, it is amazing. That's why we asked Mullins, like, what keeps you, like, keep you grinding? And it's these guys be on his ass. So the talent is real. I mean, and then you got Jackson Holiday obviously pushing every right button, and it's going to be tough decisions. You know, Xavier was harping on that too. They got some tough decisions.
They got a week from opening day.
Hyder and Elias, they have a very, very tough job, but this is the job you want. You don't want these decisions to be easy. Like, oh yeah, I know my 25. You want it to come down to these fighting. And again, like I said, the beautiful part about this is that everybody is pushing each other. When I was there, Stowers, Kerstad, Cowser, Hayes, they all push each other. Santander, Mullins, O'Hearn's in the outfield. Because, you know, that's obviously more flexibility. They are all pushing each other. Like, they genuinely want to see each other succeed. They want to see each other go yard. Like, it's amazing to see. And I can only speak of the outfielders because that's what I was around. Obviously, I've seen the infielders. But it's the genuineness that of success that they really want for their teammate. I love it.
Well, I can't wait for opening day. I know you can't either. When we talk next week, when you're in Vietnam, the season will be underway. Looking forward to that. We also want to thank our sponsors. Go out and support the following folks as they support the Adam Jones Podcast.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by our friends at the Weinman Company.
Your fun awaits at Hollywood Casino Perryville. Feed the whole crew with something for everyone, from cheesesteaks to crab cake sandwiches. Plus, ask how you can get a $15 dining credit. Get in on the gaming action with the hottest slots and your favorite table games like blackjack, roulette, and poker. Free live shows every Friday and Saturday. Come experience nonstop fun and excitement only at Hollywood Casino Perryville.
The Adam Jones Podcast is brought to you by Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Charm City's favorite crab cake destination. Local sports fan? Experience the ultimate pregame party at the tailgate. Cheer on the Ravens with iconic live performances, an open bar, and mouth-watering eats. Can't make it? No worries. Bring the same food that caught the attention of the Food Network right to your doorstep. Shipping East Coast recipes nationwide. Jimmy's Famous Seafood is the official sponsor of the guests appearing on the Adam Jones Podcast.
Come and get your fun.
the Maryland Lottery.
Come and get your fun.
Because fun looks good on you. Right now, play our exciting new multiplier scratch-offs for a chance to win up to $2 million.
Come and get your fun.
If you received ERC funds, listen closely. The IRS has 10 years to audit your claim, but you only have until March 22nd to get taxpayer relief, and the clock is ticking. If you're losing sleep over a possible audit, we'll review your claim. If you made a filing error, we'll set things right. If you're being audited, we'll provide expert representation. The IRS voluntary disclosure program ends March 22nd. You deserve peace of mind. Visit SaveMyERC.com to schedule a consultation today. That's SaveMyERC.com. Solutions, your one-stop shop for commercial contracting. Everything from excavation and site development to emergency remediation and restoration. Effective Solutions specializes in many forms of commercial and mixed-use construction. With a dedicated staff and a commitment to quality, Effective Solutions delivers every time. There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniels. At Jack Daniels, they charcoal mellow every drop, only using water from Cave Spring Hollow in Tennessee. When you make your own label, you make everything else yours too, but we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels. Please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. 2022 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved. Everyone knows Greenmount Station in Hampstead, but did you know that at Greenmount Station you can bet 7 days a week just like you're at the track? With in-person teller windows and state-of-the-art touchscreen kiosks. And with Greenmount Station's brand new Bet Park Sportsbook, you can bet on all other sports as well, wherever you are in Maryland. Spreads, money lines, live bets, props, parlays, and teasers. The Bet Parks Maryland mobile app is now live for Apple and Android devices, so you'll never miss your next big score. Just search for Bet Parks MD in the Apple App Store or on Google Play. And for a limited time, 21 and over Adam Jones podcast listeners can get a $75 gift card to Greenmount Station simply for opening a new account with promo code GMS and a minimum $50 initial deposit. $75 gift card for new users in Maryland only. 21 and over only. Please play responsibly. For help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Adam Jones Podcast welcomes Relief Shop. Shop Maryland's largest adult use and medical cannabis menu, located at 1114 Cathedral Street in Baltimore, with medical delivery available throughout Maryland 7 days a week, only at Relief Shop.
Hey, you work hard, I work hard, and we all like to save money. That's why we need the Royal Farms ROFO Rewards app to get more value for our hard-earned money. With the app, you earn royalty points on every purchase, can place mobile orders for quick pickup, plus a discount at the gas pump with ROFO Pay. We all like to save money, and with the ROFO Rewards app, we do.
Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Thanks to senior executive producer Chip Franklin for putting this episode together. Chip is not chocolate chip or mint chip. He's just Chip, and guess what? That's good enough for us.
Chip, I'm going to come at you like a spider monkey.
Until next time, be real, be kind, and make sure to be back next week from Vietnam to Sarasota to Baltimore for another edition of the Adam Jones Podcast.